outside the windows of Peck Middle School, you can still see a few muddy piles of snow left over from this year's endless New England winter. But inside one second floor classroom, it's warm, moist, and green.
Okay, come on, kids. You can go inside.
Amid leafy green rows of tropical plants, you hear the sounds of falling water, the songs of wind chimes, and the chirping of a coqui, a tiny tree frog native to Puerto Rico. Okay, the coqui comes out of a CD player, but the plants are real, more than 300 of them, from avocado and cilantro to coffee and sweet potatoes to green bananas and a brilliant red flame tree.
This is the flamboyant, but most of the pictures you see from Puerto Rico got the flamboyant on it.
School outreach worker Gerardo Munoz, a Puerto Rican transplant himself, created this mini rainforest from seeds he'd been cultivating at home for years.
Some people bring it to me, the secretary bring me some different seeds. You have a lot of family, they send me.
Last fall, Munoz took over an empty classroom for his plants. He added a heater and a couple fountains, and gradually it grew into a tropical garden. He calls it El Yunque, after Puerto Rico's national rainforest.
You see the pineapple here, and then a mango, lemon here.
Holyoke's roots are Irish, and to pay respect, Munoz tucked a few leprechauns among the guava. But today, Puerto Ricans make up half the city's population. Munoz says he wanted to give new arrivals a tactile way to hold on to their culture and climate, and he wanted those with more distant connections to learn about their origins, starting with his own teenage son, who came to the mainland at age 4.
He never go back to Puerto Rico, so I had to teach him this is the orange, this is that. Because, and the same thing I do with my kid, I want to do with the other student.
But there's more to El Yunque than an enhanced botany lesson.
This is a school that has too many kids with behavior problems. They come into here, you know, to calm down.
It's beautiful here.
Bralian is a 13-year-old who recently arrived from Puerto Rico. Sometimes she gets into fights with other girls in her class. When that happens, she's sent to El Yunque, and she says it settles her. Her teacher, Digna Hernandez, helps translate.
Because he looks like Puerto Rico, and also, you know, she can think about that, you know, when she was there, and also it's peaceful and calm.
Some kids end up here on their own. School counselor Ida Ortiz says it's not uncommon for students to get agitated and disappear from their regular classroom, only to be found in the rainforest.
They said, I go there when I have a problem with the teacher, I escape to that room, and it makes me feel better. But, you know, even adults here, they come and breathe, counting me.
Ortiz, like many of the staff and faculty, came from Puerto Rico years ago. She still misses it, especially her hometown of Ay Bonito, which literally means, oh, how pretty.
The vegetation is beautiful there, so it made me feel like, okay, grounded, in other words. And the kids, the way they explain to me is they feel grounded for a little while.
School counselors hold therapy sessions here, and even Massachusetts Social Service Agency has gotten wind of the classroom's soothing properties. Social workers who come to investigate potential child abuse now use El Yunque as their interview room. Munoz says that's because the kids often feel too scared to talk in a regular office.
When they come into here, they start looking all everything, you know, everything around, look at the electric butterfly over there, and then, you know, the social worker got more opportunity to ask him something because this is they don't feel afraid of anything.
Some social workers have even given Munoz personal donations for the garden. With that money, he bought a statue of an angel and taped a sign on it that says DCF, Department of Children and Families.
This is an angel for the kid.
In his own way, Munoz is another angel for the kids. He buys most of the gardening supplies himself and tends to the plants on his own time. He's asked the city's school committee for some additional pay, but hasn't heard back yet. If they say no, he'll do his best to keep El Yunque going. That's not just for the students' sake, but for his own. As I'm leaving, he tells me why.
I got a terminal problem. I will be maybe there in 2 years or 3 years, who knows? I got cancer. But he said, okay.
Wait, you have cancer?
Yeah, I got cancer.
There are times, Munoz says, when he starts the day in chemotherapy and ends it under the lush green canopy of El Yunque. If one day he's no longer around to teach the kids about their native island, he's hoping the living, growing plants will do it for him. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.